Welcome to our weekly podcast. COVID cases have risen in the past few days, so theaters, cinemas, and theme parks have closed. Entertainment-wise, people in the 16th century lived through a similar situation as the plague was roaming cities and towns. Today, I'm going to introduce the experts to you who will talk about the Elizabethan age and how theaters were in that time. So when the theaters were open, what were they like? Our first expert, Emma, is going to tell us more about the time and the fundament to this topic.
Hello guys, thank you for having me.
Let's start right away. My first question is, would you like to live in that time?
That's a good question, and there are pros and cons to that. Generally, this time is also called the Golden Age and was ruled by Queen Elizabeth for 50 years. This time span can be seen as relatively stable, there was an economic growth, and Britain made its way to be the leading sea power in Europe. But then, on the other hand, there was a major conflict between the Catholic and Protestant Church. And, as you already mentioned, there was a big outbreak of the plague. So honestly, I couldn't answer your question.
Thank you for your insight. That doesn't sound very good. What did people think, and what was society like?
Right. Hi, guys. So there was a really, really strict order, and the people always obeyed it because chaos was feared. So if you imagine a triangle, God would be at the top. Then follows spiritual animals like angels. After that, there'd be the humans, so us. And last but not least, animals, plants, and minerals. But then there's also a separate political order, just regarding the humans. At the top, again, in a triangle, king and queen, followed by nobility, so the lords. After that, knights and gentlemen followed, and right at the bottom you could find the poor. They didn't have any rights, or very, very few. There was also a special family order. Children were brought up to fear and respect their parents, but in particular, their fathers, the male figures in the family. Like the poor, women had very, very few rights.
Well, doesn't sound brilliant either, but was there anything positive?
Yes, actually there is. For example, the telescope or the printing press were invented. That is why more people than ever had access to books. Furthermore, there were lots of achievements in arts, meaning a general growth of theater, literature, and music, because artists had to meet the demands of people to be distracted.
Okay, one question is still open. What was theater in the 16th century like in comparison to the ones today?
So, as an expert of the Elizabethan age, I would like to answer your question. So, theaters in the Elizabethan age were something new and fascinating for everyone. The first custom-built theater in London was erected in 1567, and there were actually three types of theater. The amphitheater that held 2,400 to 3,000 people. Smaller indoor playhouses or inn yards where plays could also be staged in winter. In London alone, there were over 30 play venues that held around 5 different plays per week. And although going to plays was actually very expensive, it was very popular to go to the theatre. A censorship-intended plays to be banned, but still, two new theatres were founded in 1594. In 1599, the most successful amphitheatre, the Globe, was built, which was destroyed in a fire in 1613. Talking about the construction, it can be said that they had balconies, decorated ceilings, and beneath stages, and they had no theatre etiquettes. Topics in that time were topics such as sex and crime versus honour and virtue, racism, or language and social class. So that's basically it.
And Josie will also tell you more about Shakespeare in our next episode, and I hope to see you again there.